Where are you going? Dinner. Are there good news?
It is time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
Okay, Mr. President, it's time for your flattery enema. Open wide.
We've been trying to get out accurate information to the public on self-quarantine, what the numbers are, testing, all those things. When the president is countermanding things by saying that the numbers of WHO are wrong, when he's saying people who might have this can go to work anyways, is it helpful to get your message out when you're being countermanded by the president on TV fairly regularly?
Yeah, I don't think I'm being countermanded by the... I don't...
The president said last night that people who had the mild disease could essentially go to work. He suggested that.
I have not heard that. I can't comment.
I hadn't heard that either.
The WHO number of 3.5 is wrong. He thinks that it's not the case. Is WHO wrong?
The WHO reporting yesterday that globally about 3.4% of reported coronavirus cases have died. And here was President Trump's response.
I think the 3.4% is really a false number. Now, this is just my hunch. But based on a lot of conversations with a lot of people, personally, I would say the number is way under 1%.
Don't matter much, 'cause I got a...
Spencer Hunch, MD.
Doctor, what's wrong with my husband?
I had a hunch he wouldn't pull through, so I euthanized him.
But I'm the one who's sick.
Ooh.
This is the first crisis of Trump's presidency that he did not cause himself. And he is shanking it.
A lot of people will have this, and it's very mild. They'll get better very rapidly. They don't even see a doctor. They don't even call a doctor. You never hear about those people. So you can't put them down in the category of the overall population in terms of this corona flu and or virus. So you just can't do that. So if, you know, we have thousands or hundreds of thousands of people that get better just by, you know, sitting around and even going to work. Some of them go to work, but they get better.
I think it's safe to say at this point that the president of the United States is undermining public health. Trump keeps lying to people about the potential threat posed by the spread of the coronavirus. While the United States lags behind other countries in testing, even though we've had time to learn from their experiences. One infectious disease expert called the lack of widespread accurate testing a national scandal. For example, the CDC website said today that 1,500 patients have been tested just at CDC. Meanwhile, Bloomberg News reported that in a short space of time, South Korea has managed to test more than 140,000 people.
The coronavirus, how the common cold describes itself on its resume. Cases continue to rise, and unfortunately, the Trump administration's response has left a lot to be desired.
All week, the president has been playing fast and loose with the facts, claiming a coronavirus vaccine could be ready in months.
I don't think they know what the time will be. I've heard very quick numbers, a matter of months, and I've heard pretty much a year would be an outside number.
Only to be contradicted by the experts.
So he's asking the question, when is it going to be deployable? And that is going to be at the earliest a year to a year and a half, no matter how fast you go.
Now it seems that every Trump press conference has to come with an epilogue from an expert clarifying all the things he just got wrong. If I may jump in here, the president just said that a cure would come very quickly. It's more likely to take at least a year. He also said that it's the meanest virus he's ever seen. That's ridiculous. It's a virus. It has no intent.
And Trump said he'll continue to hold public rallies while Fauci warns about the risk of attending mass gatherings.
We'll have tremendous rallies.
You don't want to go to a massive gathering, particularly if you're a vulnerable individual.
So, most alarming of all, Reuters reported today that the White House ordered federal officials to treat top-level coronavirus meetings as classified, an unusual step that has restricted information and hampered the U.S. government's response to the contagion. That's according to four Trump administration officials who say that staffers without security clearances, including government experts, were excluded from those deliberations.
On Wednesday, the vice president gave a briefing in which he claimed insurance would cover the coronavirus testing. But just watch as he leaves before a reporter can ask a fairly important follow-up.
Can you please provide some guidance to the uninsured? Can the uninsured get tested? Gentlemen, ladies, can the uninsured get tested?
Screaming for the camera, they can't get you anywhere.
Well, how about answering the question?
We would like an answer.
That's a valid question.
Yeah, it is a valid question. He's asking if nearly 30 million uninsured Americans will have access to a test for a deadly contagious virus. That is relevant.
And yet we haven't gotten truth, transparency, or testing from the president, and that's because from the very moment news of the outbreak began to spread, Trump seemed to want to wish it away by denying the reality of the situation and telling people that one day the virus would just magically disappear.
You have 15 people, and the 15 within a couple of days is going to be down to close to zero. We're going down, not up. We're going very substantially down, not up. I really think, Doctor, you want to treat this like you treat the flu, right? And, you know, it's going to be.
Looks like by April, you know, in theory, when it gets a little warmer, it miraculously goes away. I hope that's true.
It's going to disappear. One day, it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
As a general rule, never trust someone's medical advice when they use the word miracle. If you ask someone to look at a rash and they say it'll go away, and you ask how and they say, like a miracle, you need to go buy some ointment. Trump's been trying to pretend the problem doesn't exist because he knows he'll get blamed for it, and he knows that because if he weren't president right now, he'd definitely be blaming whoever was president. In fact, yesterday he even lied and blamed a past president for the current lack of testing.
The Obama administration made a decision on testing that turned out to be very detrimental to what we're doing, and we undid that decision a few days ago so that the testing can take place in a much more accurate and rapid fashion.
You can't blame Obama for something that didn't exist when he left office.
Obama should have never greenlit cats. I mean, you either go full cats or full people.
And it won't surprise you to learn that this lie was immediately debunked. Even the White House couldn't explain it. CNN reported that a source close to the coronavirus task force says it's not clear where Trump got his information. I have an idea where he got it. The same place he gets all his ideas. I won't say where it is, but I just hope he washed his hands. Trump knows this whole thing could be a challenge for him politically and for the economy, which is all that matters to him. In fact, MSNBC reported that during Trump's trip to India last month, he was paying close attention to TV news reports, not about the virus, but about the stock market.
Our reporting indicates that while he was in India, he was watching the stock market reaction very closely. He was very nervous and upset to see what was happening with the stock market. He seemed to be more aware of what was happening with the stock market than what was actually happening with developments with the virus.
Of course, because the stock market is the only thing Trump cares about. If you told Trump that spreading the coronavirus would actually help the stock market, he'd be doing press conferences giving people the opposite advice of doctors.
Remember not to block your sneezes, lick stuff in public, and just touch your face as much as possible. Just really get your fingers in there and knead it like dough.
And I haven't touched my face in weeks. In weeks.
Mr. President.
I miss it.
We have nobody in this country vaccinated for coronavirus right now. So that if it goes through the
pipe. The same vaccine could not work. You take a solid flu vaccine, you don't think that would have an impact or much of an impact on corona?
No. Probably none.
So a regular flu vaccine won't work? Weird. What about a solid flu vaccine? I'm talking top shelf Admiral class. Now, what about a circle dot cootie shot? What about that? All right. How about this? I got it. No, quiet. How about this? Box of Band-Aids. I'm talking really good ones. Frozen 2. All Elsa. Throw away the Anna's. They don't work, okay? Try it? Will you try it?
The problem is, we have no idea how far coronavirus has actually spread in the United States. As of last week, the CDC has tested just under 500 Americans with suspected infections. Other nations have tested patients by tens of thousands. China has probably tested millions.
Then there was the subject of testing kits, the current shortage of which may be allowing the virus to spread undetected. Even Mike Pence has said it could be a matter of weeks until the tests are widely available. So right now, not everyone who wants a test can get a test. That's important to know, yet for some reason, Trump said this.
Anybody that wants a test can get a test. Anybody right now and yesterday, anybody that needs a test gets a test. They're there. They have the tests. And the tests are beautiful.
Set aside how weird it is to call a test for a deadly disease beautiful. The fact is, what he just said is flagrantly untrue. There are currently not enough available tests. And you can't just state something as a fact because you wish it was true. To Trump, managing perceptions here is a huge priority. He kept bragging that the US has seen only 240 confirmed cases and 11 deaths, far lower than some affected countries. Those numbers kept coming up. He even cited them when explaining why he was personally loath to evacuate the cruise ship that's docked off San Francisco, where 21 people aboard have tested positive for the virus.
I would rather, because I like the numbers being where they are, I don't need to have the numbers double because of one ship. I would rather have the numbers stay where they are. But if they want to take them off, they'll take them off. But if that happens, all of a sudden your 240 is obviously going to be a much higher number. And probably the 11 will be a higher number, too.
Yeah, it will. But you get that those numbers are also people, right? And that things that happen on boats still count, right? If Trump had gotten his way and we had left people on board indefinitely, the infection would have likely spread more. I would say it's impossible to have such a callous indifference to human life, but he does seem to have a natural ability for it.
The bright side of the coronavirus.
It's affecting the airline business as it would, and a lot of people are staying in our country and they're shopping and using our hotels in this country. So from that standpoint, I think probably there's a positive impact.
Right, right. And guess who owns hotels? Well, that's right, the smartest man in the world. Mike Pence gave a coronavirus update today, too, and he bragged that they have, he said, in a positive way, we have 2,500 testing kits available. That's great. That's like the ship is sinking, but don't worry, we have an inner tube.
I don't think either one of you are familiar with our problems.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
So the president is spreading misinformation about a public health crisis in order to avoid political consequences, but at least he knows the name of the virus, right?
So you can't put them down in the category of the overall population in terms of this corona flu.
Jesus. The corona flu. Not only is he lying, he's making up new diseases now. It's called the corona swine Ebola flu. We just came up with, very exciting. You can find it on the drive-thru menu at Wendy's. This is the kind of public health crisis that tests the competence and honesty of our president. And obviously, Trump is completely unequipped on both counts. We need truth, transparency, and testing, and we're not going to get it from Donald Trump. Then again, that's
just my hunch.
We have it totally under control.
We think it's going to have a very good ending for us, so that I can assure you.
I don't think it's inevitable. It may get bigger, it may get a little bigger, it may not get bigger at all.
It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
And everything is under control.
The global death rate at 3.4%.
Well, I think the 3.4% is really a false number.
It's going to all work out. Everybody has to be calm.
We're out of nowhere. We're taking care of it.
We're going to win so much, you're going to get so tired of winning. Just so tired.
President Trump visited the CDC to address the coronavirus outbreak. Let's listen in.
I think we're doing a really good job in this country at keeping it down. We've really been very vigilant, and we've done a tremendous job at keeping it down. But who would have thought?
Woo! Yeah! Thank you so much for misinforming the public. I have so many people to thank. I couldn't have become a national emergency without the help of these people. First of all, the big guy, Donald Trump. I wouldn't be here if not for you. You're insane, and I love it. Secretary Azar, Mike Pence, thank you for your complete and utter incompetence. You know, when you become a virus, all you want is to touch as many people as possible.
possible, and I have, all thanks to these ass-covering pieces of garbage. Okay, okay, my little spores, Daddy did it. Don't wash your hands, everyone. Together we can do this. Oh, and free Roger Stone, okay. Good night, everyone.
Good evening, and welcome to the Ingraham. I'm Laura Ingraham, the Joey Fatone of Fox News. Tonight's main story, I don't know why, coronavirus. The left continues to wage its deceitful, dishonest, and frankly gay smear campaign against President Trump. The left is trying to whip people into a fear frenzy of lies, which just isn't right. That's our thing. Look, coronavirus is an urban legend. And yes, I said urban as a dog whistle. The point is, you've got much bigger things to worry about. For more on this liberal fan fiction that is the coronavirus, we go to Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Get rid of her!
Get rid of who?
Whoever!
Okay, thanks for joining us, Jeanine. Should our viewers be doing anything to prepare for a coronavirus?
Hell no! Americans are not at risk, especially not our viewers, who skew elderly, are in bad health, live cloistered together in homes specifically for sick people, and have smoked their entire lives.
Sounds like you're not too worried.
Not one bit, Laura, so don't get it twisted. If you see me avoiding Chinese restaurants, it's not because I'm scared, it's because I don't trust the Chinese.
With people concerned about the growing death toll of this outbreak. Today, Trump tweeted,
"So last year, 37,000 Americans died from the common flu. It averages between 27,000 and 70,000 per year. Nothing is shut down, life and the economy." Go on. "At this moment, there are 546 confirmed cases of coronavirus with 22 deaths. Think about it."
Okay, let me think about that. You're a monster. Here's the thing. We can criticize Trump's golfing and tweeting, but when he hunkers down and focuses on the problem, that's when he really sucks. Case in point, on Friday, he'd headed down to the CDC to reassure the public, but he led off with some less than encouraging words about the people who are currently sick.
"Most of those people are going to be fine. A vast majority going to be fine."
Trump went on to explain why he's the best person to handle this pandemic.
"You know, my uncle is a great person. He was at MIT. He taught at MIT for, I think, like a record number of years. He was a great super genius, Dr. John Trump. I like this stuff. I really get it. People are surprised that I understand it."
No. No, he's right. I would be very surprised if you understood it. I don't care how smart your uncle was. Epidemiology is not genetic. You don't get your mother's eyes and your father's PhD. Knowledge does not get passed down in the family. That's why, no matter how much we all know it now, future generations are going to have to learn for themselves that you're an idiot. Up until now, there have not been enough coronavirus test kits available, but Trump says that problem is solved.
"Anybody that wants a test can get a test. That's what
I would just say that we...
Anybody right now and yesterday, anybody that needs a test gets a test. They're there. They have the test."
Wow, that is so reassuring and so not true. 1.1 million tests were just distributed for a country of 328 million. So, yeah, no. But, according to Trump, these tests aren't just everywhere. They're also just the best.
"They have the tests, and the tests are beautiful. The tests are all perfect. Like, the letter is perfect. The transcription was perfect, right? This was not as perfect as that, but... pretty good."
So, the coronavirus tests are almost as perfect as his Ukrainian phone call. "We're all gonna die." Now, Trump, that rarely gets a laugh. That knowledge rarely gets a laugh.
On Friday, the president signed a funding bill from Congress to help combat the virus. And really pay attention to what he says here.
"So we're signing the $8.3 billion. I asked for $2.5 billion, and I got $8.3 billion. And I'll take it."
Okay. He only asked for $2.5 billion, Congress said we authorized $8.3 billion, and he's bragging that he wanted less? I don't know. It doesn't... He somehow finds a way to brag about everything.
Today, the World Health Organization officially called the coronavirus outbreak a global pandemic, and a WHO official said they were seeing, quote, alarming levels of inaction, and there's no excuse for that, because we've had months to learn from other countries that have been dealing with the crisis. Right now, for example, we have over 1,000 cases here in the U.S. Experts say we're basically on the same trajectory as Italy, just about 10 days behind them. And by Monday, the number of cases in Italy had shot up so drastically that the government had to put the entire country on lockdown.
It's Donald Trump's own former Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert who's today warning us in a statement to NBC News that, quote, we are 10 days from the hospitals getting creamed.
It's now in 110 countries with over 122,000 confirmed cases, and it looks like it's only getting worse.
Bottom line, it's going to get worse.
Gee, there's a bug, there's a flu, there's a virus. I didn't know what it was in China. And I said, uh-oh, that doesn't sound good. But it's working out very professionally. We're doing a tremendous job.
So far, we've done a great job.
We've done a great job.
We have done a great job.
We're doing a fantastic job.
We really think we've done a great job.
We're really prepared.
We're ahead of it.
Everything is under control. I mean, they're very, very cool.
And now everybody's complimenting me, saying thank you very much.
It's like an A++.
A lot of good things are happening.
A lot of very exciting things are happening. They're happening very rapidly.
Tremendous success beyond what people would have thought.
It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
And the 15 within a couple of days is going to be down to close to zero. That's a pretty good job we've done.
You know, the president, Trump, is a well-known germaphobe, and he's said to be going around the White House lately saying, I can't get sick, I can't get sick. He's reportedly been banishing staffers who he thinks could infect him from his office. President publicly seems determined to keep shaking hands. He has said that and that he will not cancel his rallies, but a report today from Vanity Fair says he is privately terrified about getting the virus and thinks journalists will try to purposefully contract coronavirus to give it to him on Air Force One. Well, that doesn't seem paranoid at all. That's...
Back here in this country, two members of Congress are putting themselves under quarantine because a man attending a large gathering of Republicans tested positive for the coronavirus. Senator Ted Cruz and Congressman Paul Gozer say they had contact with the man at last month's event known as CPAC.
Two additional Republican congressmen will undergo self-quarantine. Matt Gaetz and Doug Collins join Senator Ted Cruz.
The president has now come into contact, close contact, with two people who have come into close contact with somebody who has the coronavirus, both Matt Gaetz, who is with him today, and Doug Collins, who shook hands with him on Friday.
We don't know the identity of the CPAC attendee who was infected, but one thing we know for sure, the unnamed individual had no interaction with Trump. Trump did reportedly shake hands with CPAC Chairman Matt Schlapp, who had interacted with the infected person, which makes the president just 2 degrees of separation away from the virus. Oh, no! Well, at least Gaetz didn't shake Trump's hand. Instead, he was seen boarding Air Force One with Trump today. His timing could not have been worse. Gaetz only learned that he'd been exposed to the virus after Air Force One lifted off from Orlando. He then essentially quarantined himself, sitting in a section of the plane alone. Oh, that definitely works. I'm going to sit in the section of the pressurized cabin where they recycle all the air.
Ben Terrace says he just spoke to Representative Gaetz, who said he was put into a closed-up room on Air Force One, as you mentioned, after he found out he might have been exposed to COVID-19. After landing, Trump coaxed him up to the front before leaving. He was not hyper-cautious about being in the same space that I was in, said Gaetz. He also said, I refused to go into his office. I stood outside the door. I told him he could talk from that distance. He also said, I've been with the president for the last 3 days. I was at a fundraiser with the president this afternoon, and he was shaking hands, taking pictures, just like he always does. This conventional wisdom that he's a germaphobe, is he actually a germaphobe?
He has said himself that he is, but he...
This isn't the behavior of
no,
a germaphobe.
But it is one. I mean, you know this, too, that the staffers initially really had to coax him to shake hands at the very beginning of his campaign. And as the campaign went on and he's become president, he's become more comfortable with it, though the hand sanitizer is never
just
too far
the,
away.
Just about the level of caution. I mean, how can the president have a representative who had been in contact with the coronavirus patient? I mean, isn't there a staff member in place that says, hey, no, I know you might want to talk to him, but this is a really bad idea?
It's one of two things. Either the president is not taking this seriously, so therefore he doesn't think he can get that sick if he were to get it, or he's trying to project confidence and strength and say, this isn't that big of a deal. I'm still going to be dealing with someone who's been exposed to it.
So what are we going to wait for dangerous. The press conference? Yeah. Like in Has Iran he been tested? The health ministers, like everything's fine?
We were told as of this morning, the president had not yet been tested for this virus.
I wonder if that changes.
As an older man who's not in great shape and spends his time touching strangers, he's definitely at risk. If Trump is not careful, he could get sick. He could be incapacitated, or worst of all, he could be trapped in quarantine with Ted Cruz.
Looks like the president is now one degree of separation from the virus, because today Trump congressional buddy Doug Collins tweeted that he, too, shook hands with the anonymous CPAC coronavirus donor and is currently in self-quarantine. Thankfully, since CPAC ended, Collins has laid low and only shaken the hand of one leader of the free world. Look at that.
When an emergency comes along, he doesn't care about solving it. He just wants to BS his way through it. And now he's actively making the situation worse. The president is a deluded idiot who thinks he's a
super genius.
If you open the beaches on the 4th of July, it's like ringing the dinner bell, for Christ's sake.
We're doing a great job with it, and it will go away. Just stay calm. Be calm. It's really working out, and a lot of good things are going to happen.
I think there's no confidence in the president in anything he says or does. He turns everything into what he thinks is a political benefit for himself, and he's actually imploding in the process. But there's a lot of innocent bystanders that are being badly hurt. And I wish he would just be quiet. I really mean it. That's a reason. Awful thing to say about a president. Would he be quiet? Just let the experts speak and acknowledge whatever they suggest to him is what we should be doing.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.